not.
A veto.
Circuses, circuses on the air.
The president does it.
Sometimes you feel like
that means that it is not illegal.
Sometimes you
tear down this wall.
Here's Jennings.
Hey, Luke. May the force be with you.
It was you, Kristen, who shot J.R.
I did not have sexual relations with that woman.
We're not gay. Not that there's anything wrong with that.
China's been waiting a long time to take the reins.
My name is Dave Letterman. Last night, I became a father. Thank you very much.
Today, Apple is going to reinvent the phone.
George W. Bush, and I approve this message.
For the third time in six seasons, it's one goal achieved. The Chicago Blackhawks win the Stanley Cup. The Blackhawks win the Stanley Cup.
It's in time. And the Chicago Cubs win the World Series. The Cubs have done it.
And now, this is history.
You're going to need outstanding hosts.
With Dave Plyer.
It's a guy, but I love you.
And Dave Schwann on 720 WGN.
And the transfer of power has happened once again. Good morning, Mr. Dave Schwann.
Well, good morning to you, Dave.
And you'll be with Mr. Tom Hush, who's filling in for Curtis this morning. You'll be with him till 1 p.m.
Oh, and I thought my life was rough.
He already produced a 7 o'clock show tonight.
Wow.
Yeah. Child labor laws being Yeah, poor guy. You're awake still, though. You're in pretty good spirits.
Oh, I'm sorry. Did you say something?
We're going to have to keep him from nodding off.
It's just hitting buttons randomly on the panel as his head hits the boards here. How are you, buddy?
Well, I'm all right. I was telling Roger when I came in, I picked up a cold this week, and I've been dealing with some sort of a sinus thing since the first of the year.
You think North Korea is involved
but
in this?
I think maybe so, yeah. I know I picked up a cold, and we were in New York earlier in the week.
Yeah, I saw that,
and,
yeah.
And came back. And just on the go.
Dude,
constantly.
Traveling does that. And you know, you could on a plane, on whatever, you could have got a little something. But you know, the weather's been crazy.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. We had wonderful weather in New York, though.
That's beautiful.
It was just great. But then, everything falls out here. Although, looking at the forecast into the week, we're going to be back around 80 on Tuesday. So, this is not... It may be unusual for it to be this long, but this is not the first time this has happened.
No.
We've had, you know, dives into the 40s and 50s in May.
No.
So
Jeff Hoover from the WGN Morning News texted, somebody forgot to give a Mother Nature Mother's Day card.
There you go.
She's pissed off.
It's not nice to fool Mother Nature.
Right. That's right. Was that Chiffon? What was that?
Yeah.
Chiffon Marjorie. Chiffon Marjorie. Look at you, Dave. Look at kicking off the history segment right off the bat. I love that. Well, we do have some history to jam in here today. I've got I got some fun stuff here. 1860 is when Abraham Lincoln, once, of course, a U.S. rep for Illinois, was nominated to the U.S. presidency by the Republican National Convention meeting in Chicago. Who was his VP? Do you remember?
VP at that time, I believe it was Hannibal Hamlin.
Oh, man, you are good, brother. Yes,
Hannibal Hamlin. Yeah. And I never really found out why there was a parting of the ways there, and Andrew Johnson became his running mate in 1864. Could have been President Hamlin. In fact, there was a falling out, obviously, and Hamlin for a brief time was an opponent of Lincoln's in the 1864 election.
Right?
So everything had to do with the Civil War.
Yeah, obviously.
Yeah.
And the issue of slavery and everything else,
sure,
of course.
Yeah. Sure, yes.
Just a handful of years later, in 1868, Thomas Edison sued the American Mutoscope Company, claiming that the studio had infringed on his patent for the Kintograph movie camera, which is kind of crazy. So he had this Kintograph, a camera that used celluloid film advanced by a sprocket that fit into square perforations running along the film. Obviously, that's a standard film that we all know.
Just like the 16 millimeters and the Bell and Howell projector we saw in fourth grade.
Which was the scope that projected moving images in a single viewer, peep show kind of format. And he demonstrated it in 1891. But he realized that maybe this wasn't the business that he should have been in. Vitascope kind of took over. I guess one of his employees helped Vitascope launch theirs. Edison fired that guy. Found out that he was kind of working both sides of the whole thing. And in 1902, a U.S. Court of Appeals ruled that Edison did not invent the motion picture camera, but allowed that he had invented the sprocket system that moved the film through the camera.
Oh, let's get technical
here. Yeah, that's what they did. That's what they did. But Edison joined with other filmmakers to create the Motion Pictures Patent Corporation so that future patents could be covered and protected.
Oh, wow.
Look at that.
Pretty complicated story.
Did you learn something today?
Always do on this segment. That's why I show up early.
I love it. I love it. I love it. 1904, Canada Dry Ginger Ale was patented and brought to America. While Laughlin began shipping his product to New York in 1919, it became so popular that he opened a plant later. So it was obviously started up in Canada. Here is a classic commercial.
Canada Dry Ginger Ale comes in the handy six-pack. So light, dry, not sugary sweet, not filling. So sparkling, the bubbles tickle your nose. Family-sized bottles of Canada Dry pour five big glasses. Canada Dry, America's first family of beverages.
There you go. 1917, some 6 weeks after the United States formally entered the First World War, Congress passed the Selective Service Act on May 18th, 1917, giving the U.S. president the power, of course, to draft soldiers 101 years ago.
That was all during World War One.
That was all during World War One.
Did you see the... I know we've got a time problem here because we've got so much and not enough time.
But I know,
did you happen to watch any or all of the World War One series that PBS did?
Yes. I love that stuff. I got to tell you, I'm addicted to that. My grandfather started, you know, back, and he was a World War II vet in the 70s and 80s. He would watch on PBS, like, original war films and so forth, and we would sit at 11 o'clock at night after Benny Hill.
After Benny Hill. But, you know, we talk about World War II and Korea, Vietnam, et cetera, et cetera. World War One changed everything.
Yeah, it did.
And it, you know, it just moved everything into the direction of the rest of what happened in the rest of the 20th century.
Yeah, yeah, but the PBS program, those shows are phenomenal.
Oh,
boy. So well produced.
Yeah,
so well produced.
Absolutely.
1938, The Adventures of Robin Hood, starring Errol Flynn and Olivia de Havilland, premiered. Saw that on Family Classics, of course, with Fraser Thomas. And I believe we actually have him introducing the film here coming up. We might not have time for it, but that's where I saw a lot of these classic films. I mean, for a guy who grew up in the who was born in 1967 and I grew up in the 70s, this was the only place I saw those classic movies. There was no AMC. There was no TCM, Turner Classic Movies. This is where you saw them.
Yeah, and that's why they did the program why it ran for so many years.
Yeah. And Fraser handpicked every one of them?
Yeah. Not only handpicked, but believe edited.
He did.
In some cases.
He did.
Went through and said, time commitments or what have you, may or may not play.
Your host for another Sunday presentation of Family Classics. The Adventures of Robin Hood, a fine film with an excellent
cast. I touched the Robin Hood book when we were putting stuff together.
When you guys were doing
that
for Dean's revival of it?
The reboot. See, reboots are big.
They are. I remember when Family Classics was on Friday evening.
That's right. Yeah, Sundays
when
for
it
me.
It started, yeah.
You know what's
yeah.
cool? That the history of Family Classics will now go down as Fraser Thomas and then
Roy Leonard,
and now Dean.
Yeah.
Because he officially hosted one.
I hope Dean gets to do another version of it, at least for the holiday season.
There might be some discussion.
I think he'll show Die Hard if he does.
I don't think he will. Booty Call 2 would be
Car Wash.
Car Wash. Ah, that's awesome.
Hey, 40 years, it's a classic, right?
It is a classic. I don't know if it's a family classic, but it's a classic, all right. That's hysterical. Car Wash. What a random. That's awesome. 1973 is when Watergate began. The hearings began on television. 1973, Rowan and Martin's Laugh-In aired for the last time. 81, Second City Television premiered. 85, Michael Jordan named NBA Rookie of the Year. And 1998, and this is a story I want to share with you, Frank Sinatra died 20 years ago this week.
Really? 20 years?
Yeah, at the age of 82. And I want to share with you, it's my favorite clip, of Rickles and Carson and Sinatra on The Tonight Show in the 1970s. Let's take a listen.
Hey, Frank, it's good to see you. I just was hanging around in the hall, and they said Frank Sinatra's here, and I've never met him, you know.
Never mind.
And I get the chill.
You'll excuse us, won't you?
Certainly, certainly. Marco Mangananzo was hurt.
I love the mafia references.
Marco Manganzo.
Fambino Bombazzo. Two bullets in the head Thursday.
Then he starts picking on Carson, which I love.
Now this you don't believe. Excuse us, Johnny, you're from the Midwest. You're busy going, is the truck loaded? Guido says hi. He hasn't had a chance to talk to you. And from Jersey City, your good friend, Bubani Umbatsa.
What's his name?
He started his car. He started his car with your album on, and now he's a highway.
Oh, that's funny.
But I tell you, I'm a Jew and you're an Italian. And here we have what? And this is a great Irishman. This is America.
Yes, sir.
And that's why I just want to say, before we go any further, for 14 years, Johnny Carson kept saying, do you really know Frank? And I want you to know, Frank, I worship you and I love you. I really mean this. Because since I'm a kid, I used to blow in girls' ears and hear you go, la da da dee, and do it my way. I need a girl so bad. I love my wife, but she's ill. But you just got married.
There you go.
I love my wife, but she's ill.
But yeah, 20
His
years
poor
ago.
Poor wife.
If you could believe, I know, right? I know. Letterman once said to Rickles, he goes, you know, when I met your wife at dinner, I was just really surprised. She was so nice. She was so normal. Normal. But yeah, Frank Sinatra, 20 years ago, he passed away. And of course, he was big during World War II, speaking of the World Wars.
Right.
That's kind of when it all happened for him.
Right.
And 58 films, Anchors Away was one of the
first. Is that right? 58?
58 films. And then by the 50s, you know, it was a little different. He started focusing a little more on music, but then he went back to the movies a little bit. And then really 70s and 80s and everything else, it was all about the music. But yeah, Frank Sinatra dead 20 years ago
Wow.
this week.